The Hayden triplets are
Petra,
Rachel,
Tanya.
How do I follow that? They're the daughters, of course, of the legendary late jazz bass player Charlie Hayden, but their musical lineage goes back to their grandfather, Carl E. Hayden. A number of newly discovered songs by the eldest Hayden are featured on the triplets' latest collection. It's called The Family Songbook. And, obviously, Petra, Rachel, and Tanya Hayden joined us now from NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
It's going to be difficult to keep track of all three of your beautiful voices. We'll do what we can. One of the Haydens, tell us about your grandfather and his place in country music history.
He and his family had the radio show called The Hayden Family.
Mm-hmm.
They started in Shenandoah, Iowa, and when our dad was four, they moved to Springfield, Missouri, the station, KWTO, Keep Watching the Ozarks.
And Rachel Hayden, your father sang with your grandfather, right?
He started singing when he was two. He started singing harmony. One of the first songs he sang on the radio was Row Us Over the Tide, and that's when he started yodeling. And they call them Yodelin' Cowboy Charlie. And it's really cute to hear him sing because he forgets the words. And I kind of relate to that because I always forget words.
Your grandfather was friends with, I'll refer to them as the other first family of country music, the Carter family. Let's listen to a song that you do on this album called Wildwood Flower.
Oh, I'll twine with my mingles and waving black hair with the roses so red and the lilies so fair and the myrtle so bright with the emerald hue, the pale amanita and eyes look like blue.
That's a beautiful song. And Carter family, of course, recorded it. What reaches you about a country song? The theme, the harmonies, the story?
All of that, for me, this is Petra talking.
No, this is Petra talking.
Come on, no games with us. I'll bet you guys play games. No.
Ozark moon, I'm trusting.
Do you arrange the harmonies? Do you divvy them up? Do you just jump in there?
We usually just naturally gravitate towards
mm-hmm.
a harmony, but we'll jump around in a song and it with different harmonies, like on the chorus, Petra will sing the high part and I'll sing the middle and Rachel will sing the low, and then for some reason on a verse we'll kind of, you know, reverse parts, not really thinking about it. So when we have to go back to the songs and we'll forget, like, who sang what? Wait, is that? And we'll listen to the recording. Let's see. And we can't differentiate our voices sometimes. And I have to listen, like, is that you or is that me?
Beneath your silvery beam, I am a poor wayfaring stranger.
Are there other Haydens in the musical pipeline?
I have two kids and two boys, except they gravitate more towards the music kids listen to these days. Whenever I play them our music, they think it's a little bit boring. and I try to explain to them, if it weren't for this music and that music, you wouldn't have what you're listening to today. And they don't want to hear any of it.
Oh.
But they do, they've listened to some stuff where I'll be singing a song, and then my younger one will start singing it, and I'll say, will you remind me how that goes?
Oh.
And yeah, kids these days.
Petra Rachel and Tanya Hayden, their new album, The Family Songbook. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. I know, darling.